Joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalid Rodriguez on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRLS. As the Sabres, well, coach, I wish we could talk about ball games here in the last week, but you were supposed to have a game on originally on Friday, moved to Thursday, and then the weather did away with that game. What have you been doing this week as far as, getting the guys in when you've had practice? Because school has been kind of a jumbled mess as well.
honestly, it's been rough. I've had kids with strep throat, kids with just, a kid broke a foot. I think I told you that Petty John broke a foot. So we're kind of just like limping into the postseason right now. I was hoping for a game today just to be fresh and possibly, get lucky, get a win, and then, build onto that. So none of that's happening. And then with just the weather, man, which you just said, I don't know if I'm going to get to do anything till Monday, maybe have like a quick walkthrough before our playoff game. I just really don't know because this weather is just not cooperating.
Well, let's take kind of a 20,000 overview of the regular season. A lot of highs, a lot of times you struggle, but, your thoughts on the first, 17, 18, 19 games you played so far?
I would say it's a complete 180 turnaround. We weren't playing the right kind of basketball. We were a little disconnected in the locker room. Some players had decided this wasn't for them and some other things, and that's kind of when things turned around. And there was just a lot of old habits, like me and you talked about. They wanted to play zone, and they wanted to, not run and push tempo and just not really play basketball because we've been learning and increasing our IQ. So that's been really hard. And just that this run, as you know more than anybody, because you've been doing this forever, man, anybody can go on a run once you start winning and things start clicking. Like, we started winning some games, and even the competitive games. I think the turn the corner was, like we talked off air, was this Colin Maxwell game. We didn't play well. The boys, I think I've even mentioned it, so they know it for a while. So does the community, so I don't feel any, like, they'll be mad at me talking about it. We were just very discouraged, and they quit on me. And we had a long conversation in the locker room. I was like, hey, we can lose. We can be defeated. We just can't quit because I'll never, ever, ever, ever quit on you. I'm not going anywhere. And the next day when we played against Moravia, the boys came in and they go, hey, we will never do that to you again. We promise. We understand what you're trying to do. We're bought in 110% what you're trying to do. If we don't like it, we'll talk about it. And that night, We almost got lucky, and, we threw a Hail Mary at Moravia to the point they were freaking out in the first quarter because at one point we were up 5 or 6. We ended up losing by 20, like I told you, but we were down 8 the whole game. And for those boys, that was as good as a win because I guess historically we've lost to Moravia in the last 4 or 5 years by 60, by 50, by 35. And the fact to be in a game for 3 quarters and run out of gas, that's right there when they're like, okay, we understand exactly what you're trying to do, and we believe what you're trying to do. And it's been like that for the end of the season. I think we finished out of our last 11, we went 5-6, which is pretty, pretty solid for us, almost 500. And like, I think when I talked to you last, we were like 5 out of 7, and we weren't just, beating up on the lower end team. First, we were beating teams with winning records. We were going out and beating, 2A teams, even though there was, lower, they're still 2A. They're big, stronger, faster than us, So it's been a lot of fun. And per usual, as I've said before, you don't want to play us for 2 quarters. Now, if I can carry that 2 quarters into a full game, we're going to be really tough. And that's just what I've told you numerous times. You don't want to play us for a couple of quarters. If I could stretch that out, we're going to be a tough draw for anybody.
As we're talking to Khalid Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRLS. It almost sounds like baby steps early on, but now looks like maybe you want to take a little bit, maybe more of a bigger step here, and as the season looks into the end of regular season and on into postseason.
Yeah, man, because right now everybody starts over at 0-0, and we're playing some of our best basketball. And it's one of those ones where, not to take Colin Maxwell for granted because they're a really good team, but I think some of that benefit to us is we have seen them, and they did hand it to us pretty well, but we also understand why they did. Early on in the season, we weren't handling the press well because we weren't listening. We were undisciplined. You know, teenagers think they know better and try to dribble through things. And it was just that kind of situation. And now when people press us, we're able to get them out of the press in the first couple minutes. And my goal is to get them out of the press in the first couple minutes and to limit their best players to limited points. They've got three really good guys scoring in doubles. If I could take away two of them and hopefully just the one beats us, I'm okay with that. But, I mean, when you've got three or four guys almost averaging 9 or 10, it's really hard. And right now, luckily for us, with this little bit of a stretch we've been on with the run, I've got four guys doing that, you know, led by Holden Roberts. Holden Roberts is doing like 16. And then, you know, you throw in Dallas Smith, Caden Kloster, Daxon Powell, anywhere from 9 to 10. And then you throw in Tobin McDaniel, who's been super solid here down the stretch for like anywhere from 7 to 8. And then we throw in my JV all-star, Mr. Robert Gomet, who has been a huge, huge part of this going on the end of the season. He's getting like 8 to 10 points because he's making layups, as we talked about. And then I've also gotten a big contribution out of Joey Ibarra since we've gone on this run. He may not score a lot, but he's a high energy dude. Like, if we're like kind of in a rut, you bring him in and he's just a straight shot in the arm. And then I've also got a pretty good scoring sophomore in Brock Misetich. He shoots the ball fairly well. If I can get, like I said, if I could somehow at the one night where everybody's going, all weapons are firing, we're going to have a good shot. Now, can we do that multiple games? Heck, man, if I know. But if we do, we're going to be fun to watch for a couple of games. Because that's all we got left is survive in advance. And I'm hoping we play good enough to survive in advance. And, you know, then we can have another conversation later in the week. Survive in advance.
Exactly. And you do play Collins Maxwell, a team you played earlier in the season. Do you look at that as maybe, you know, okay, we played them already, so we know what they're doing. There's not a ton of scouting for this team, as you've already seen them early on.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I've watched a lot of tape. They're very physical. They like to get out and run. They don't run a bunch of sets. They're good in transition. But what's going to get us is how we deal with their press. And me and you've talked about it. Well, we haven't. But what makes a lot of my scouting a little bit easier is I pretty much know what we're doing on defense. There's really no change from the plan. You know what I mean? We're going in, hey, we're going to go in, come out in our three-quarter court press. Then depending on personnel, we're going to switch to our man press. And then we're going to run a 1-2-2.5. And if they got two good guys, there's a good chance we're going to go triangle in 2. Like, my defense, that never changes. That's pretty much what it is. If the game's close, my gut says go triangle in 2, and usually it works. I may even come out in it against Colin Maxwell. I just haven't decided yet. Like, it's, I mean, like we said, with no time to prepare, no time for walkthroughs, I'm kind of just grasping at straws, like, hey, what should we do? But at the same time, they're big, they're strong. And the one thing that my guys were really, and I mean, we've watched a lot of tape, but, you know, kids always know better than the adults, is that they shot a lot of threes well. And from tape and from numbers, they shot it okay, and they shoot it fine. But what I've seen is when they start to press and they get steals and they go on a little bit of run, man, do they shoot the three immensely better. They don't, like, shoot it well, like, in the half court or when the game's close. They shoot it extremely well off of transition and turnovers. They're like, if they turn you over a couple of times, their confidence through the roof, and they're going to hit some threes. So if I can keep them, what's the word, contained, like we talked about in the press, or contained in the half court, I have a feeling we can take the three ball away. It just, you know, they're going to be a little bit bigger than us, just get beat in the paint a little bit. So my goal is to just keep the three ball away. And I think that's going to give us a really good opportunity because we don't shoot the three extremely well, but we're shooting it a lot better because in the games that we have won, we're going like 10 for 20, 10 for 25. Like, we've got to shoot it extremely well to be competitive. And that's not just Holden. That's the collective group's got to shoot it extremely well.
All right, well, best of luck to you. We'll hopefully be able to have a conversation, maybe a district semifinal after that's all over.
That would be fantastic, my man. In my first season, I couldn't be happier than that. Well, thank you for your time and for everything that you do.
That's Khalid Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach, back for more on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRLS.